Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
On Kaya 959.
With Pimelo Mudine.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, we continue looking at the stories of the day, and this is a big story of the day. Lots of moving chairs in the city of Johannesburg. You may remember that there was a motion of no confidence that was sponsored by the DA about a week ago, in fact, except that they didn't really go far. We still have the mayor who kept his seat as the mayor of Johannesburg, Dada Morero. But this time around, they were going for the chair, the speaker, who had to be removed because there was a motion of no confidence as well, sponsored by Action SA. On the line with us is our very own Karinda Chokmohan, who's been watching the story with keen interest. And yes, there is a move after last week's failed move of moving the speaker of the city of Johannesburg. Karinda, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo. Thanks for having me.
What motivated this move of, putting a motion of no confidence against the Speaker of the Chambers of Johannesburg?
Certainly. So the vacancy of the Speaker emanated from the vote of no confidence in Nobuhle Mthembu last week, the councillor from the Action SA party. And essentially at that point, it was an Aljamaa-sponsored vote where they made allegations against the councillor, but more so, there has been some political strife between the GLU, the Government of Local Unity there in the city of Johannesburg, the council. And so because of this, we saw essentially the removal of the speaker, and that has a history of essentially issues between Action SA and ANC in many cases. We've seen that Action SA had declined certain votes, for example, the budget adjustment vote a few months ago. And essentially, in the aftermath of that, their coalition has sort of weakened over time. But I know we do have some representatives who can speak more about that. But then essentially, that's what brought this election today. Quite a long day as well. Three nominees coming to the fore. And just to go over that quickly, if I may, Pimelo, there were three nominees. So that's United Democratic Movement's Yongama Zigebe, the DA's Alex Christians, and of course Margaret Arnold from the African Independent Congress, and she won with 137 votes. But it is quite an interesting matter there because she is actually the finance MMC, so she resigned from that position and was then sworn in as speaker. So now we've got a vacancy in the executive that has to be filled.
So it's interesting that this one was allowed to go through, and obviously it was quite supported. This obviously bringing Margaret Arnold back to the fold, and of course, as you said, she was MMC of Finance. What were the reasons for others to support Aljamaa?
Well, so that's with regards to the vote of no confidence previously last week in the Action SA Council in the Nobuhle Mthembu. So from that standpoint, you know, many political parties raise their own reservations around the speaker. Essentially, Aljamaa accused the speaker of being incompetent, something that the councillor has denied completely. Action SA as well has stood in solidarity with their councillor. They, in fact, abstained from the vote today to elect the speaker. They refused or declined to vote, abstaining there. And in a statement that was released this evening, explained their reasons, outlined their reasons, saying they stand in solidarity with their councillor, but also going forward to speak about the importance of this position of councillor. You know, I must say that, of speaker rather, actually, my apologies. I must say that, you know, the speaker, someone who's at the forefront of council, they have the responsibility to hold the council accountable, the mayor accountable. They're the legislative arm. So what the political parties have said now is they're going to watch Arnold quite closely, but she does have experience. She held this position for about a year, just prior to Mthembu, actually. And in an interview, actually, she told us, she told Kaya News that, you know what, she comes with some new skills, financial skills, and she wants to put that to the test here. And she actually, I must tell you, started very firmly in her speech to council, saying, well, we're going to start with everyone coming on time, because council starts notoriously late in Johannesburg.
Karinda Jagmohan, thank you so much. That's our reporter there, watching developments in the city of Johannesburg. And I think I may have said that the motion was brought forward by Action SA. Of course not. It was against their speaker Action SA speaker. On the line with us is Action SA City of Johannesburg Deputy Chief Whip Tepo Mposula, who has been listening to that conversation. A very good evening to you, Councillor. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening to you, Pamela, and good evening to your listeners.
Mr. Mposula, just maybe give us a sense of what your thoughts were when the motion of no confidence against your own speaker was put forward.
It was very disappointing, for the fact that, some political parties, instead of ensuring that the residents of the city of Johannesburg are given proper service, they are busy playing politics. It was a really disappointment, considering that, the speaker was doing, sterling work, in her capacity as the speaker in the city of Johannesburg. So we were really disappointed.
Were you then surprised when other political parties supported this motion of no confidence?
We were actually not surprised because, we've been in council for quite some time and we know, how some parties, are playing cheap politics. So, and especially because there was a motion against, Dada Morero, the executive mayor in the city of Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. And really, we've been having challenges, with the mayor because of his non-performance and things like that. So now we're not going to support him. So now that is why, for getting back to us, they supported that motion. So we're really not surprised because, to be honest with you, we are more interested in, serving the people of Johannesburg, ensuring that they service delivered. And to be honest, the mayor is missing in action. And we were clear to say that the mayor must step up. So if there's a motion against him, we are not going to defend him. So that is why our speaker was removed, because of that stance.
Ah, okay. So obviously this didn't come as a surprise because you yourselves did not support the mayor last week. So you hadn't lobbied any other political party at all and decided just to abstain?
You mean today?
Yes.
Okay. No, we're having discussions, with some political parties like your Freedom Front Plus, and they were saying that if we field our candidate, they will support us. But we realized that we won't have enough numbers, because at times you don't just field the candidate, for the sake of fielding a candidate. So we realized that, even if we field our candidate, that is the former speaker, we won't be able to get the required numbers for her, to resume her previous position and duty.
All right. Tepo Mposula is Action SA's City of Johannesburg Deputy Chief Whip, and just giving us their reaction to the removal of their own speaker in the City of Johannesburg. DA Johannesburg Speaker Candidate Alex Christians is on the line with us as well. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, and thank you very much for having me, Tando.
Mr. Christians, it's Pamela. Tando is in the background there listening, and I think she's chuckling away there. But thanks so much for your time. Just maybe, your sense of the moving chairs in the position of speaker in the city of Johannesburg.
Yeah, so I think it was more like musical chairs rather than moving chairs. Because if you remember, not too long ago, the very person who came in now was the speaker, and she made space for the Action SA to consolidate the GLU's position in the city of Johannesburg. So that was quite a shock to hear that she's coming back again, because she's basically set us back an entire year where somebody had to come in brand new, had no experience, and had to learn from scratch. And unfortunately, the reason for the motion of no confidence against her was not because of politicking. It's because she was being biased. She did not understand her position and was failing in oversight of the executive.
You made the point that it's musical chairs. So why then were you keen to have a move? And I understand what you're saying, that you obviously felt she was incompetent. But the constant moving of people in those positions doesn't make for stable governance.
You mean stable government and not governance? Because I think we've been using that phrase governance a bit loosely lately. Whenever something goes wrong, it's because of governance. It's not. It's actually because of government. Because ultimately, when you look at stability, you're looking at who's going to govern the city properly. And if they don't, do you keep them there? Or do you actually remove them? And that was the main reason for our motion, no confidence in Dado Marrero. When he came in, he said he wasn't going to do much. He proved that he's not doing much, but we actually started regressing, and that's why we put our motion and no confidence in him. And when it came to the speaker, what Action SA fails to say, and this was also part...
Mr. Christians?
Looked like I lost you there for a second. And
yes.
What... Action SA failed to say was that it was not only Al-Jamal who had put in a motion on no confidence. The DAD also, unfortunately, on technical grounds, it was kicked out. So it weren't a matter of cheap politicking. It was, if we don't get the oversight properly done, the ANC with its GLU will continue doing what they are doing, which is absolutely nothing and wasting ratepayers' money.
So you keep fielding a candidate and you're not going very far because you're not getting the support. Why didn't you lobby Action SA then, for instance, to come and support you with this motion? Or at least with the candidate, with your candidate yourself?
Yeah, so we did lobby some parties. It wasn't a matter of not lobbying anybody. The reason why we didn't lobby Action SA, which was a caucus division, and they decided strategically that it's no use going to Action SA because every time we did, they would have excuses as to not to support us, or they would have demands of their own as to what they would want. And that was seen from the time this new dispensation started. It was always a chance for them to lobby for something greater for themselves.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that you know you need the numbers. And so, you know, you're just going to keep fielding candidates that are not going to get very far if you don't get the right numbers on your side.
Yeah, that's why this time we did lobby. I mean, I personally was phoning other political party leaders to see whether they were fielding candidates, along with our caucus leader was also calling to see if they were fielding candidates and whether we could count on their support.
Okay.
So we did lobby, but... as I said, it was a caucus decision not to lobby Action SA because we knew they would do the same thing they did last time, which was A, field their own candidate, or abstain, which is exactly what they did. And by abstaining once again, they allowed for the GLU candidate to come through.
So, by and large, she is back, Margaret Arnolds. How do you feel about her as a DA?
Well, if you follow council, you would see I'm the one who deals mainly with the rules in council, and we have started a process where the rules committee is now actually holding the speaker accountable. We started that process this year, and we were actually had some good results coming through, which we will see at the next council, where rulings of the speaker have been overturned. Because the speaker is simply not following the rules of council themselves and practicing what they want to suit who their support is coming from.
Yeah, but you're speaking about the one that's just left, right?
It's not only now, it's from time back. It's about since the beginning of this term, we started this process. And it's finally coming through after a very long time of lobbying for it to come through. And all parties have agreed to it, which is good. Because that's what actually most of the work gets done in the committees.
Okay, so what would be the outcome you'd like to see then with Margaret Arnolds?
Well, we'd like to see that thin line between interference and oversight is not overstepped on both sides. We've noticed that sometimes the legislature wants to defend the executive instead of holding them accountable for non-delivery. And we've noticed that whatever the executive says, the chairperson is actually just going back at it instead of saying, hold on, this is not suiting the residents of Johannesburg. And we need that divide between the executive and the legislature, else democracy has failed us.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to us this evening. DA Johannesburg Speaker candidate Alex Christians, as Margaret Arnolds returns as the Speaker of the City of Johannesburg.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.